In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may
back. This is Ralph Corbett Winterroad II with the Ralph Winterroad Show, coming to you live out of Alaska. And we've been talking about the what are called bills in Congress that people somehow think have application to us, including even the hate crime bill and the proposed health care bill that they're trying to do, and they don't. Very few people seem to understand or can even articulate with any specificity, and the intelligentsia are ignoring it. I wonder why. And then we got that pile of Pelosi up there. I tell you, I'm not sure which one, the pile of Obama or the pile of Pelosi, which one is the worst when I look at him. I just makes me cringe. I'm telling you, I just cannot, you know, Clinton used to, when I had a TV, I couldn't even stand to watch him or listen to him. And I'm telling you, between the two of them, I don't know. It's a toss up. We've made some astounding strides. I am on my 48 now, 48th revision of the mandamus. And I've got three of them in the works here that are waiting, pending to get out, but I'm finishing up, work on, I hear the music here, so I guess we're going to finish up as soon as we get back from break. Pay some bills.
The the Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, and in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring a unique flavor that makes this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608, and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states, and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256, or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Well, we're back from break here, and I just closed the thing. Oh, there it is right there. finally, we've got two mandamuses that I'm involving providing research material on right now, and they're no longer trying to come out and just say do a flat-out dismissal. One of them is open for interrogatories and discovery, which will be going out next week, and another one is setting up to do that. So we've got one in the 8th Circuit stopped. There's one in the 9th Circuit stopped, and another one in the 9th is up on a en banc, a rehearing for en banc, because they don't want to deal with it. But know how to get these guys cornered. Dolet is one of the big guns out of D.C., so when you start seeing him, you know you're in trouble. Anyway, this is the first time, actually, that they've actually came out. And this happened to be done on a counterclaim on a reduced to judgment, but it's the same sort of information put in to flush these guys out, because they have nowhere to run. And I finally got them. Finally, they're finally coming out, and they're going back into the Federal Register on their motions to dismiss. Not a good move. But it required a little more work on my part. And that's fine, and that's what I'm working on now today. I'm working on closing that door, because I know how to slam that door closed and make it hurt really bad on their fingers. Now, we know under 60-201 is the statutory authority for assessment that requires a district director in the regulation, and, of course, it's been in Lindsey Springer's case and another case that I'm aware of, it's the DOJ has come out and said there are no Internal Revenue districts, so there's no venue. So 26 U.S.C. 6091 is where you're supposed to file a return into an Internal Revenue district, and, of course, with the district director. Well, of course, the district director and the district Internal Revenue districts no longer exist. But there's a whole bunch of other items that these guys have backed themselves into one whale of a corner. Let me read out of this motion to dismiss. This is absolutely astounding. Like I say, let's finally getting these guys out in the open where we can start backing them into a corner, because they're not going to prevail in the Federal Register. And that's where we want them. It said all of the regulations implementing, there's a very nasty word, implementing regulations, do not go there. But let's say implementing federal tax assessment and lien procedures in Part 301, not Part 1, but Part 301 of Title 26 of the Code of Federal Regulations were, in fact, promulgated in accordance with the APA. Really? Now, when you make a general statement like that, in accordance with the APA, okay, they don't say they're subsidy regs. They leave that part out. They also say it's Part 301 and not Part 1. Now, the question becomes, how do they get around and what are they doing and how would you fight something like that? They're going to make a statement of implementing. They're not implementing. They don't say subsidy regs. They used Part 301 instead of Part 1, so how do you debunk that? And in accordance with the APA. And they go back to a Federal Register that they want to talk about. So, of course, we have to have a basic understanding of how the assessment all works. And then we can grab them and throw them out the door and say, guess what, Bubba, not going to fly. First of all, in the Federal Register, it says in there, well, first of all, let's go to 6203. This is the mandate from Congress. And if Congress commands, thou shalt do. Hoo-ah. The assessment, this is under 6203, method of assessment. The assessment shall be made by recording the liability of the taxpayer in the office of the secretary in accordance with rules or regulations prescribed by the secretary. Okay, if I'm going to be liable, it's got to be by a rule or it's got to be by a regulation. That's the first thing that I need to understand. If I'm going to put together some sort of a defense to this. Now, you never want to forget the one that binds these guys, which is 552, and let me back up here to find the, find it after break here. There's another one. It's under 601702, and that's where the IRS says they were going to abide by 552A1. We're going to do subsidy rules, and we're going to have subsidy regulations for Part 1. That's really, really, really important. Because you set the foundation, because this is a legal battle that we're involved with here, to get these guys into a little corner. So we set the foundation. So the next thing that we have to establish is where are we going to get the assessment? How do they do that? How do they get to the assessment side of this? Well, if you go down to... this is published in the Federal Register, and this was done November the 22nd, 1967, and it was done at 32 FR 15990 all the way through 16035. By the way, I give all those out for free if you join my special list for $120 a year, so you have access to all of these things. But in that regulation for 26 CFR 601.102, it says right in here, classification of taxes collected by the IRS. Internal revenue taxes fall into the following principal divisions. 1, taxes collected by assessment. 2, taxes collected by revenue stamps. Now, this is under the authority of 5 U.S.C. 301 and 552. Why is that? Number one, we know it's got to be assessment or tax or revenue stamps. Well, they're not doing revenue stamps with what we, the average Joe like you and me, do. Why is 5 U.S.C. 301 there? Because under the 601-702, we have Part 601, which are procedure, and then we have Part 301, which is procedure and administrative, rolled all together, and then we have Part 1 that are strictly administrative. The Part 301s are strictly for the federal employees. And let me make a little statement there that I've got rumor anyway, if secondhand information in the Hendrickson trial that the income tax is only for federal employees. And that is not true. Absolutely not true. There are taxes for aliens, foreign corporations. There are taxes even Part 1, if you are a mandatory, which there are four of those in the Federal Register, if you were involved in timber and oil sales and some other nonsense. Now, the ones, the regulations that Lindsey Springer got him to cough up can be blown out of the water. They don't have the forced effect of law, and that's what I'm working on today, is I am taking not only all of the Part 1, if they do exist, I'm taking all of the Part 301. I'm going back to the root of the roots of the nonsense on both sides and tell me it ain't so, Bubba, because here it is, and y'all wrote it, and I just learned how to read it. So now we've established it's got to be by regulation 6203 and 6201. Of course, there's district directors involved, and of course, we don't have one of them. So, oh, that's not a big problem, though. They just ignore it. They try to ignore these sort of things. But you have to create a foundation and a chain of evidence and get them in the Federal Register. And they can't get away. And that's where I'm headed here. So anyway, they republished all of these assessment regulations, the 301.6201, 301.6203. They republished them all in 1967. The republishing in 1967, the republish of the Part 301s, and the republishing of the Part 1 in 1960 have no force and effect of law. They don't say they do. They just said, we're going to get them all together and republish them. For whatever reason. Now, you can go back to that, and they don't fly. So now we have to, if we're going to, because there are no Part 1 assessment regulations. They don't exist. They do not exist. But now, got him in such a corner, in their motion to dismiss, they're trying to pass off 301 regs. Procedure and administrative, all rolled into one. 5 U.S.C., 301, the code section, has strictly to do with federal employees. It's a housekeeping statute. That's what it is. It's for their internal nonsense. Nothing to do with you, me, or the fence post. So now, if they say the 301 regs have force and effect of law, they don't go that way. They want to say implementing regs. I'm going to blow that right out of the water. I'm going to take each one of the 301, 6201, and the 6203, and take it back through the Federal Register prior to 1967, to where the beginning of the abyss of these little agencies in their little nonsense, where they finally come out and they publish this nonsense. Oops, boy, that was quick. Either I'm getting awful windy or the brakes are getting shorter. Back in a minute.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, we're back here and talking about how, because what I'm working on here now with this, I think, like I say, it's revision 48, is number one, there are no assessment regulations that have the force and effect of law. None, zero, zip, nada. Part ones don't exist. Part 301 for the federal employees exists, but they have no force and effect of law. So, but what I'm doing is not only do we, because their little game that they're playing now that I finally got them flushed out into the, in their motions to dismiss, they're in such a corner, they actually have to go back into the Federal Register and try to pass off their Part 301 regs having force and effect of law that they would be the same as a Part 1 reg for individual income tax. And that's not so. But like I said earlier, I'm going to take not only the Part 1, now that I see their game, I'm going to totally slam the door. There's no Part 1s. There got to be regulations. That's the given. That's a mandate from Congress. That's a commandment from Congress, 6203, by regulation. Just like the tax return, 6011, by regulation. And they say, oh, it's 6012, too. That's fine. I'll take them both. We're going to take both those all the way clear back to the very beginnings of all the federal registers. I already know that 1.6012-1 in 2008, they added three territories. And they had no force and effect of law. They failed both prongs. No notice and comment, and effective was the same date. FA 553 BC for notice and comment, and D, effective date. And we added three territories, and that's not important for good cause, which I'm going to get to in a minute. We're not going to do the notice and comment, right? Mm-hmm. So if we take back the 301 regs, because, like I said, we're going to slam the door on assessment. No part one. But there also are no part 301s that have the force and effect of law. Now, the first time that they published an earlier time that they published this was, let's see, that was in December 28th, 1961. And that was at 26 Federal Register, starting on page 12553 through 559. Had no notice and comment. Done. And the effective date, they were not in compliance. And here's what they actually said. Now, this is prior to the 553 today. This is back in the 1946 Administrative Procedures Act, which is found at 60 Stat, that's Statutes at Large, Volume 60, 60 Stat, page 237 through 244. This is what they said, and tell me they didn't know. Quoting, this is on page 12559, 26 FR 12559. Because this Treasury decision makes only technical changes, it is hereby found that it is unnecessary to issue this Treasury decision with notice and public procedure thereupon under Section 4A of the Administrative Procedure Act, approved June 11, 1946, or subject to the effective date limitation 4C of that act. So what do they just say? Okay. We got all of this we're making technical changes. Really? You suppose any of those technical changes might have some sort of affect our, quote, legal rights? You think? So they're saying this is under the APA of 1946, 4A and 4C. We ain't doing it. And they didn't say for what good cause is. They published again in 1959, November the 11th, just for 6201.6203-1. Assessment again, method of assessment. They used the exact same verbiage as above. And that's found at 26 FR 9205. Exact same verbiage. We're just making technical changes. And they got all these pages that they're doing. Now, technical changes on that one there, let's see, is 7 and 5, 12, 13 pages. All technical. And they republished the whole thing again, but it's just technical. Then we go back to the next one that I track this back to is the 301-6201-1. We're back to the authority and 301-6203-1, which is the assessment, same reg again. This was published on January 4th, 1955. And this is found at 20 FR 28 through 51. So 20 FR, page 28 through 51. And on page 51, it says, we're not going to do the effective. And here's what they say. Because the regulations prescribed by this Treasury decision are necessary for the enforcement of the application provisions of the Internal Revenue Code, which are generally effective January 1st, 1955, it is hereby found that it is impractical and contrary to the public interest. Ooh, the public interest. To issue these regulations subject to the effective date limitation of Section 4C of the Administrative Procedures Act. Back in a minute.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This has been Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Okay, well, we're back here and talking about the assessment, and it must be by regulation. There are no Part 1 that has to do with individual income tax regulation, which is mandated, and they don't exist. It's published in the Federal Register. The only ones we have are the Part 301s, and now that we finally got them in such a corner, and there's a lot more to this to get them into the corner, but they're in the corner. Finally now, they're actually talking about the Federal Register. This is not a good thing for them to do. But it's forcing me to close the very last door, which is what I just read. I'm going to read it again because it's very important, and I will give you the solution. Because let me give you the standard first. Under 5 USC 553 B and C, and D, and the earlier 60 stat 237, 244, it's section 4A, which is the notice and comment period, and 4C, which is the effective dates. These are the standards, quite simply. They're supposed to publish in the Federal Register and give us 30 days to comment. 30 days. And they have to address the comments. And then they're supposed to publish, again, the final rule, address the comments that we ask questions on, and wait 30 days. So the question becomes, when they start shaving off the 30 days, which I'm going to read, now what am I going to do? These guys have more ways to try to slip around and obfuscate, confuse, the issue because they're criminals. This is the earliest 26 CFR 301-6201-1. That's the 6201 is the authority, 6203-1. This is the proposed rule. This is the assessment method. This was done in the Federal Register December the 11th, 1954. That's as far back as that's where that puppy came out under the 1954 code. And it's done, it's found at 19 Federal Register, 8457 through 8481. And by the way, anybody that's on my special list, if you want any of this information, if I've talked about it, I will make an attempt, even though I haven't published it to the special list. If you're interested, I'll send it to you. Because this is all word searchable and highlighted, and takes a lot of time to go to the law library and look through all, look all this nonsense up in a microfiche. This is their last straw. This is what they said in the proposed rule in 1954, December the 11th, 1954. Although 30 days are ordinarily provided for furnishing views and data and arguments pertaining to the proposed rulemaking, a period of 15 days is provided with respect to these proposed regulations in order to make possible more expeditious promulgation of the regulations under these chapters, which generally become effective January 1st, 1955. What's the reason? They started this on December 11th. They want to give 15 days, and then January 1st, they want to have it put in, and their reason is more expeditious promulgation. Really? That's what they want to do. That's their hoo-ha. And their when their final rule up here, they said it's impractical and contrary to public interest. Really? Well, as I am under the Ninth Circuit. I finally found a Ninth Circuit case, and then, of course, I'm going to get to the bottom, but the Ninth Circuit case is ALCARAZ, ALCARAZ versus Block, B-L-O-C-K, and it's 746 F2D 593. So how am I going to deal with these guys that are trying to shave the edge? How am I going to do it? Oh, there's a way to do it. There's always a way. If it just takes a little while, do you get to the right thing? This is in that. This is on page, let's see here. Did I have it marked that in green here yet? This is on page 612. 746 F2D 612. The exceptions to 553 will be, and in quotation, narrowly construed and only reluctantly countenanced. Now, they're citing two cases. They're both out of the Circuit Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia. And they go on to say, this is consistent, of course, with Congress's clear intent to preserve the statutory purpose of informal rulemaking by making sure that those exceptions did not become, in quotation mark, escape clauses that an agency could utilize at its whim. Does that sound like what they're doing here? Sure does to me. Now, the case that they cite, one of them that they cite, is the one that puts this down into, whoops, what did I do with it? It's run off here from me. I'll look for it here in a minute. Oh, here it is. The case that they cite in Washington, D.C., and this particular case is the American Federation of Government Employees, AFL-CIO, versus Block, B-L-O-C-K. And this site is 655-F2D-1153. 655-F2D-1153, 1981 case. And let's see, what was this Ninth Circuit case here? I don't know how old that case was. That was 1984. This is a case that seems to be at the bottom of this thing with the APA. And they start off in this, citing again, we will begin our examination of the department's assertion of these exceptions with firm understanding the exceptions to the provision of Section 553 in quotation marks will be narrowly construed and only reluctantly countenanced in quotation marks. It says here, and further reading down to this, the good cause exception, danger to notice and comments requirement under the Administrative Procedures Act, and they cite a law review, 68 GOLJ 765, that's a 1980 law review. As the legislative history of the APA makes clear, moreover, the exceptions at issue here are not escape clauses that may be arbitrarily utilized at the agency's whim. But, and I've got to get this particular, I've got to find this here, reprinted. They got the 1945 reprinted in the Administrative Procedures Act legislative history, the 79th Congress, and they quote and say, rather these, the use of these exceptions by administrative agencies should be limited to emergency situations. Moreover, the grounds justifying the agency's use of the exception should be incorporated within the published rule. Emergency situations. That's it. I've got to get that congressional record. I don't know if I have it or not because I just found this before the show. This was the module that I was working on. So the question becomes, is there a little nonsense that the they're trying to shove down our throat here? Is it an emergency situation, you think? No. No, it's not an emergency situation because what did they say? This is what they said. A period of 15 days is provided with respect to these proposed regulations in order to make possible more expeditious promulgation of the regulations under these chapters. And by the way, there's all sorts of other 301 regs in these things, including 301.6012. Yeah, 301.6012. And do you know that the 301.6012 says, oh, by the way, you got to do the same thing as the 1.6012-1 folks? Tell me they aren't two different beasts. If they weren't, why would there be a 301.6012-1 and a 1.6012-1? I know these numbers may be confusing to people listening, but you can always get the archives and listen to it again. But now, so now the bottom line is we've got these down to the very bottom of the abyss of a 301, 6201, 6203, and a whole other bunch of these. And the only reason why we're doing this is because we want to have a more expeditious promulgation. And in the congressional record, which I've got to lay my hands on, it says these exceptions by administrative agencies should be limited to emergency situation. Emergency situation. Is that an emergency? Because I want to do it more expeditiously? No. So now for now, all of their assessment regulations, part ones that don't exist, and part 301s that they're trying to proffer off to us in this motion to dismiss under 12B6, by the way, all of the motions to dismiss under 12B, people don't understand that, but under the common law, there was no such thing. This came about because of Mr. Franklin Delano Roosevelt's overthrowing the Constitutional Republic. In 1934, they handed off to the Supreme Court of the United States to make rules and regulations to mirror the 1948 New York one form of action. So this nonsense started in New York in 1948, where we have one form of action. So your citizen status no longer makes any difference. It's irrelevant. Almost. almost totally right. It was under the common law, if you had the subject and if you had a citizen status, then you would go back and forth until you had a case to take to the jury. Now, people that do litigation issues, the first thing that you get from any entity that you take on, 1983 or whatever, mandamus, whatever, the very first thing you're going to see is a 12B6 or 12B3 or something, motion to dismiss. We don't want to play. And you're trying to fight something because you haven't stated a claim for which relief can be granted. Now, there's a real concise statement. And anyway, so they did this, and then civil rules came back. And in 1940, they come back to the attorney general. That still happens today. They come back, they wait 6 months, and then they're written into concrete. And these rules of court are the supreme law of the land because they trump any prior statute they're in conflict with, and that's found at 28 U.S.C. 2072. They don't tell us that, do they? That's why these rules of court that are supposed to be strictly procedure are not. They trump statutes, if they were any. They actually trump policies is what they're doing. And they did the criminal in 1940, 1946, which I have a copy of, the very first criminal rules, federal criminal rules of procedure. And those things are lethal. Absolutely lethal. And you can see what they based it on and what they based on all of these rules as a whole bunch of smoke. Total flat out lies. Unbelievable, isn't it? So anyway, I'm going to get through with the assessment. Ball game over, folks. Yes, struck out there, Mr. DOJ attorney. Nowhere to run. And then we're going to take the 6011, 6012, and throw it in the trash. Interestingly enough, in Lindsey Springer's case, criminal case down in Oklahoma that's going on right now, one of the regulations they cited was 1.61-1. 1.61-1, which says if there are other regulations promulgated, you cannot use Section 61, which they use in all jury instructions, or regulations under Section 61. Isn't that amazing? It's all great, grand, big lie. We get rabbits out of the hats every day. Just go check your hat. And what they should be citing is 1.861-8. It exactly mirrors the same verbiage in Section 61 about gross income, except it has a little modifier, small f, that tells you the people that actually have gross income. And guess what? Foreign corporations and ad nauseam. Where are the intelligentsia? Where are the smart attorneys? They can't go there because they're limited by the professional code of conduct. They're limited because if they did, they would probably be debarred or whacked. This is talk about a RICO action. What we have going on by the Internal Revenue, we are guilty until proven innocent. Because also I've taken on and totally disproved the assessment then, these RACSA 06 and these certificates of assessment by 4340 are all smoke because somebody puts them into a computer, they come out of the abyss of hell, and they're printed, and somehow they're blessed as an official record, and somebody puts a seal on them, a notary, a mere employee, and it's presumptive, and I have to prove that something that came with no authority isn't right. Well, we can do that now. We can do that. Because if you can prove that there was no authority from regardless of how it got into the computer, there is no regulation. Please identify the regulation for assessment subsidy that has a forced effect of law. Where in the heck is it? I haven't found it. And the Federal Register said, if you don't give me notice and I can't find it, you can't hold me. I can't be adversely affected. End of story. Where is that regulation? They don't exist. Even the 301 ones we can blow out of the water now. Is there an emergency? And then they kept publishing it in 55. They published it in 61. And they still haven't figured out how to give it force and effect of law? No, I think not. Back in a minute.
Are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Well, we're back here for the last little short segment. So we have a health care bill, and the question should be, if I'm going to ask the congressman up there, anybody in Congress, does the health care have application to me as a statute of the United States, directly to me, yes or no, without any agencies or regulations? Well, they're going to have to use agencies and regulations, because it's just the whole bill is about regulations, and 553 is in there. Well, then it seems like another question then, okay, is this bill going to have application by agencies buy-in through regulations? Yes or no? Of course, I got to answer yes. Well, of course, then the next $10 question is, are these regulations that are going to be promulgated, will they have the force and effect of law, creating an obligation or duty upon me? And you can add in, if you want, 553, B, C, and D. And they're not going to want to go there. Why would they not want to go there? They don't want to answer the question. So the question becomes, again, on assessment, which we talked about in the second hour. There are no regulations for individual income regulations. There are none. There's no part one. 26 CFR section 1.6201 or 6202 or 6203. They don't exist. And now we finally got in the mandamus. We got them in the Federal Register, and they're back down. They're trying to pass off 301 regs as force and effect of law. And they won't fly. Finally get down to the very beginning, and only under emergency conditions can they bypass the 30-day proposed rule and the 30-day effective rule. And just because we want to make it more expeditious, you think that's an emergency? And Part 301 do not have any force and effect of law, number one. Number two, I have a 1994 Department of Justice Federal Register that says that the 301 regs are for federal employees. Got to believe what they publish. Absolutely astounding. Basically, you can almost say that everything you see is one big lie, deception, and illusion. And if it's coming from Congress or Obama, you know it's a lie, almost without exception. Anyway, I hope I tickled your brain synopsis. And we're going to wop up on these guys, getting them down to they actually got into the Federal Register, and they won't fly. So anyway, I'm going to close with watch out for the federales. They're everywhere, and we will see you next week. Stay safe.
With three.